Zone.
The Empire strikes back with multiple laser attack, Decepticon infiltration, stealing information, tapping communications with Recordicons, target masses, sound wave stereo. I don't believe in a no-win scenario for an epic adventure, no retreat, no surrender. Cleaning up the city with Mayor Mike Hagar, clashing with the Foot Clan in the shadows of the streetlights, spotlights, bright lights. And if you've got a new pet, don't feed him after midnight. Cruising on our bicycles, we never say die. From the attic to the basement, uncovering the secrets with the power bracelet. Ryu and Ken style, kicking it on the 88 miles per hour, we out of time. Meanwhile, at Warp Zone.
Welcome to Meanwhile at Warp Zone. I am Scott, and I have Carrie here with me once more.
Heyo.
And we have a couple of friends. What were your guys' names again? Say it one more time.
I'm Kelly Elder.
And I'm Sam.
So we have Kelly and Sam here with us, and we are here to talk about a cute little blue hedgehog named Sonic that corporately was picked as a mascot. So but first we should ask the one question that I usually ask every podcast, and it's not as clever this time. I'm not gonna lie to you. I didn't spend a lot of time, but I thought it's something that people like to talk about. I don't know, I thought you might like it. So I decided to ask all these people what their favorite movie was from 2014. This is basically our episode where we talk about last year. So Carrie, what was your favorite movie from last year?
When you brought that topic up, I immediately snagged up the obvious choice, which, you know, for two reasons, you know, both selfish ones. One, because it's like the greatest Marvel movie so far, and, you know, two, because it's super obvious and easy to talk about. But my pick is Guardians of the Galaxy.
Of course. It's definitely
one of the best.
Yes. Yeah, it was
I don't think I know anyone who didn't love that movie.
That's the thing about it is, like, yeah, there was a lot of people that I know that didn't enjoy a lot of the other Marvel movies, and they really like that one. When he's romping into the place doing his little dance number to Come and Get Your Love at the beginning.
Yeah.
The minute that he catches that rat creature thing and starts using it as a microphone.
That was great.
It's like, I'm going to have to rewatch this movie like 4 or 5 times, which I did.
Continuous play.
Just that scene on an endless loop.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's definitely a must-own for us.
Pretty good.
I took the kids to watch that one at the theater, and afterwards I have my 4-year-old running around yelling, "I am Groot."
I thought they would have been all over Rocket Raccoon.
Yeah, yeah. It was all about Groot.
Groot's the man.
Yeah, they were all about Groot. That was the one that
they
liked.
He's so gentle, that's why. He's just a gentle giant.
Best part Vin Diesel has ever played.
I wonder if it took him a long time to learn that script.
Yeah.
Well,
that's some memorization skills, yo.
Well, he does work out, so, I mean, I'm sure that helps. I don't know. But, well, I'm going to let you guys, I'm going to go last, so you guys go next. And I want to hear what everybody has to say first.
I got to let the wife go first.
Nice.
All right, well, my pick was a little less obvious, and partially because a lot of people haven't heard of this movie and it was surprisingly good. We went and saw The Edge of Tomorrow.
Mm.
And I figured it was probably going to be another mediocre sci-fi, which mediocre sci-fi can be a lot of fun, but it was a lot better than mediocre.
Considering, like, who directed, I was excited about it, and I read the light novel that it was based off of, which is just the sound. It's like a kid wrote it. It's awful. I don't know if it's just a translation, but it's. I mean, the concept is good, and some of the plot points are good, but I mean, overall, just writing wise, if you're over the age of like 12, you're like, this is kind of stupid, but. Regardless, it was, yeah, I completely agree. It was super good.
Yeah, so they kind of, like, made it their own then, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, I think, oh, yeah, it's different, so thankfully. But it was, It was pretty good.
There was a surprising amount of humor in it.
Mm-hmm. Which I got because...
If you like watching somebody get shot in the head over and over again, think it's funny.
Yes. When he gets hit by the car, is probably like, it's such an unexpected comedic part. I'm like, that was hilarious. Like, I didn't even, like, it's so serious, like, up until that point, for the most part, you know, nothing that silly happened until...
Or like when he's training and he keeps messing up and like breaking a limb or something, she just walks up and boom.
Okay this time, really.
It's not broken. It's not broken.
That was great.
It had a really good balance of humor and plot and some unexpected twists. And I'm going to call sci-fi bullshit on a few things, but what can you do? There aren't many movies that don't have some form of bullshit in them.
That's true.
This one completely flew under my radar. I'll have to check it out. As soon as you said your pick, I looked it up, and it's like I'm completely unfamiliar with this movie.
It's crazy.
A lot of people are. Yeah. I figured if I mention it here, maybe a few people will go check it out.
Yeah, I'll have to check it out. I've never even heard of it.
They re-released it under DVD as Live, Die, Repeat, Edge of Tomorrow, Edge of Tomorrow. For whatever reason, they thought that would help sell it better. I don't know if the name change was the best idea, but apparently it didn't do well.
Don't get me wrong, that's always a good thing, is when you change the name just randomly.
It's not confusing and it won't
that's not
deter
at all confusing.
I was really interested enough in it, but what really got me to go see it was the fact that Rotten Tomatoes surprisingly gave it an extremely high rating. The aliens are awesome and very much not cliche looking. Mm-mm.
They're frightening. But
even my mom liked it. She hates alien movies.
That's awesome. What about you, Sam?
I was kind of always into the big Marvel movies. And I was thinking, okay, besides Guardians of the Galaxy, what else came out? And I went with Big Hero 6.
Oh, good one. Good choice.
Yeah, it was... I know the base material wasn't exactly 100% because, the actual Big Hero 6, not all of them were kids and all that. But I think Disney did a good job of taking a lesser known Marvel franchise and making it a little kid friendly,
Is that so? It is based off. And I usually do a little research after I watch a movie, but I did not on that one. So it is based off an actual
They're kind of like the Big Hero 6 was like the shield of Japan.
Was it San Fran, Tokyo? What is it? San Fran, Tokyo.
San Fran, Tokyo. Yeah.
Is that how it is in the...
No.
No, it's different.
No, it was very different. Very, very different. And also, I don't want to spoil it for anybody who hasn't seen it. In my opinion, got to be the best cameo of Stan Lee.
What does he do? Where is he?
If you stay after the we stayed after the credits and there was a bonus scene at the end of it.
I can't make my kids stay that long. Daddy, it's so boring.
See, that's the main reason that we've decided not to have kids just yet,
just
so we can watch
reason.
Movie credits.
Yes.
That's there's no better reason.
No better reason. That's it. Not money. Who cares? I want to stay after the credits.
I took both my kids to Guardians of the Galaxy, and while we were waiting there, I was like, I could have aborted you. don't you get up. We're going to watch this end credit scene.
I'm going to hold that over your head.
Yeah, it's always in a Marvel movie, so even that one.
It's true. So, I super love that movie. I love the blend. You could tell, there's some... I don't know. There was it was really good, but there was parts where it felt, I don't know. It felt like there wasn't enough to it, but there was a lot, but it, I don't know. As far plot wise, I felt like there could have been more, but that was.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of the Marvel movies, when they're going into origin stories, the first one, there's not a heck of a lot there. It's explaining who this hero is and a lot of the fans that go to see these movies already know their origin story, but this is getting people introduced. So it opens up for another movie,
And which always...
And the other movies,
it's going to be good.
Didn't we have this discussion the other day, Sam, about how tired we are of origin stories?
Yeah.
They're the worst. Exactly. The worst thing ever.
Well, this is the third reboot of this comic franchise, but
yeah.
Damn it, if I'm not going to tell people who this, you know, 50-year-old character, who he is and where he came from.
Well, oh yeah, we were watching the original Batman, the first one, the
Michael
Keaton. You know, the Tim
Burton one, because I'd never seen it.
Oh my god.
And I made the observation.
Amy hasn't watched it either, and I keep trying to force it on her.
That's crazy.
I went and picked it up for cheap because I profess to be a Tim Burton fan. How can I not have seen that?
That's pretty amazing.
I mean, that was my Batman for the longest time, and I still think it holds up, to, in my opinion. I mean, it's
not, definitely.
We all know I don't think that way. That was our last podcast. Was about Batman.
I still enjoy it.
Yeah.
I'll admit I'm not really a big DC fan, but at least that was enjoyable.
Yeah,
I'm not a huge DC guy either.
Well, it's best for last. I did not see that many movies last year, and if I did, they probably didn't come out in 2014, just because having children is just ridiculously difficult to ever watch a movie. Or, I mean, it takes me like at least a week to like. It's like I'll catch a 20 minutes here, and then it can't be like a scary movie, because if you're stopping it every 20 minutes, it's not going to hold up for a whole week.
That build up. Yeah.
Those like running gags aren't going to really hold up, because you're just like, I forgot everything.
Scott's just like, I can't wait to see what happens after the what's going to come next?
I see the knife coming down.
It'll be great when Sam and I have kids, because we like kids movies.
I know, me too. But I actually ended up like right before it left the theaters. It actually, like, I tried to go see it at a particular theater, and then I couldn't because it was like that was the last day and they only had like two showings. So I had to go to like the dollar theater where, you know, they have every old movie, even when they're on DVD.
That's where I watched every movie as a child, is the dollar theater. It's like, these are the movies that were in theater 6 months ago, and now they're at the dollar theater.
But it was like,
we had that around here.
It was like middle December that I went, so I like caught it right at the end. But it's Interstellar. It was like it was so long. It was like maybe 3 hours long. I had to pee so bad the entire time, and like it was just, it started. And then it like escalated, and then it escalated some more, and then it continued escalating until it finally was over. And you're like, I was so emotionally exhausted after that movie. You have no clue. It like, even parts where like it's not like a sad scene where, you know, people are crying and things are happening. It was just like, there was like three or four things happening at the same time, and they were all just like the most intense things in the entire world. I'm like, I'm going to cry. I can't handle this kind of, it's like so
That's
intense.
How I felt after watching Gravity, just emotionally exhausted.
Yes. I went and like, I told like everybody, and little kids were like, that movie was awesome. I'm like, shut up. You're just a child.
You don't understand.
I gotta be honest. I actually haven't heard of this one.
It's so good. It's Christopher Nolan. It's got Matthew McConaughey in it. And who else? And Anne Hathaway is probably the worst part of it, in which I'm not like a hater of Anne Hathaway, but I just, like, there was like, Matthew McConaughey did literally the best job I've ever seen him do in my entire life. And
I see John Lithgow's in there as well.
Yeah,
I love John.
Yeah, which
there's
is,
a lot of big names.
Was he a
I haven't.
He was the dad of McConaughey, so he was actually had a pretty big part. And you know, of course, what's his name? Alfred was in it.
Did he try to release McConaughey back into the woods, and he hits him yes. awkwardly and tells him that he's not wanted here
anymore.
We don't
want you here anymore. We don't love you.
That's I have not watched the movie, but that's what I'm going to say is probably the build up ends with that. Right?
That's the end. Yeah, he comes back on the ship and
he keeps French hunter from shooting Matthew McConaughey. Mm-hmm.
And he comes home and he's like, I want to see my daughter. And he's like, get out of here. We don't want
so
you.
So I take it this is something that we should look into.
It's a super
Harry
good.
And the Hendersons.
Harry and the Hendersons you should definitely watch, but also see Interstellar if you have time. Because I was not expecting to have to just collapse after I got out of the movie theater, but it was good.
Feet on the floor.
He's listless. I don't know what to do with him.
It was kind of funny to try to get into the mindset of what great movies have we seen in this past year, because our latest kick is watching the most terrible movies and TV shows we can find.
Sometimes they're enjoyable.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Definitely. Have you guys, I hate to say this, but have you guys ever seen Long Kiss Goodnight?
No.
Scott's got some literature.
I got
for
a lot of love.
Out.
I got a lot of love for Long Kiss Goodnight. So
perhaps you'd like to take one of these pamphlets he said made up.
I mean, I'm already typing out the email with all
it
these.
It says on the front, so you haven't seen Long Kiss Goodnight, and then there's steps about what to do about it.
And there's pictures. There's pictures of like how to load the DVD into the DVD player, where to sit, how to watch.
It's got
the
detailed
movie.
Instructions of how to like. Torrent and like pirate movies so that in case you don't have a DVD player
how
or
to
a
laugh
player
how to laugh wanted... at Samuel Jackson's jokes because they're absolutely hilarious in that entire
no
movie.
Player no problem no just problem. Just says stuff.
I will email you the torrent file.
Yes, I actually own like the controlling share of the DVD rights to this movie. It's irrelevant if you buy it.
It doesn't matter.
Nobody's I mean, my garage is full right now, so just order the movie.
I'll slip you a copy, but nobody's gonna press charges if you torrent it, so
okay, good. They
might be
I wonder
happy.
If it's on Netflix.
I don't know, but it's really awesome. But I'm sorry, moving on. I didn't mean to get off the subject, but so back to our main topic, which is Sonic. And so I don't know, what do you guys know about him being a mascot and how he was chosen and stuff like that? Because I did a little research on it and I got some stuff, but what is your memory of it? Do you have a lot of that?
He's the only like figurehead for Sega that I was ever familiar with. I know that there was Alex Kidd, like was kind of an unofficial one at one point, but I didn't even know who Alex Kidd was.
I had no clue.
And there was no, yeah, he had no exposure as like.
Yeah, that's really old Master System stuff. Yeah.
He looks
but, like.
Like
Sonic, yeah, he was the first time that, like, since, like, Mario, that there was a video game character that, you know, stood out as representing the company and not just his own game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and and I'm pretty sure this is what, but there's, like, a few, mascots or unofficial mascots. There's Opa Opa from. What was it? It was like Fantasy something. Damn it.
Fantasy Star?
Fantasy Star, maybe.
See, because I'm unfamiliar. I don't know.
He's like a little ship with wings and he has feet.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. It was like some Galaga clone or something.
It's Fantasy Zone.
Fantasy Zone. Thank you.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with Opa Opa. I own a copy of Fantasy Zone. I don't know who Opa Opa is.
So you never played the game? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Evidently not. It's one of my Nintendo games in my Nintendo collection. It's not. What I happens? Do not. I own it for Nintendo. I do not have a Sega copy of this, unfortunately.
You silly Billy. So
I recognize Opa Opa as it was like one of the mags from Fantasy Star Online.
Yes, and it apparently, I don't know, that's what it says. I did a little bit of research. I kind of got some conflicting information about like their previous mascots, but that seems to be what it is.
It's like, it's so long ago, nobody knows for sure. I love when you look stuff up about like, you know, oh, it's a way back in the 1980s.
So
it's like, and then there's all this muddied history, and it's like, okay. It's not like we're looking through old like war general documents from the Civil War or something and trying to figure out what map together what the origin of this is. It's like
General Lee was like their old mascot.
It was like 30 years ago, man. That was so long. We didn't even have computers. We had computers. I'm sorry. I don't know why I said that.
People are just like nobody knows for sure where it came from.
Everybody was pretty drunk at that time. We all just forgot that. Go ahead.
Yeah, I've got to be completely honest. I never gave two thoughts about how characters became mascots of the system or anything. Sonic was kind of a big thing for me in childhood, and so I always just sort of took it at face value.
That's just Sega. That's who he is.
It well, really yeah. did become that. And I was really into drawing, and I drew Sonic all the time. Like, that was like,
You I can still find old drawings of him from when I was a kid.
I don't think I could. I don't know what happened to that, but I was very.
My mom saved everything.
I was cleanly. I was like, this is crap. Throwing this out.
Scott's parents are standing there. These are terrible.
I have stuff from your 3-year old drawings that are better than this.
Get better.
You're disgusting, Scott. But yeah, so, and I also thought this, I don't know, there's something about, and just playing the games was really great. So I guess we should start with the games.
That's my biggest familiarity with the series, because I didn't really expand anything past that. Like, the first 4 games on the Genesis are the ones I'm most familiar with. You have,
yeah.
1 through 3, and then Sonic and Knuckles.
Sonic and Knuckles is great.
Yeah, I thought that was such a cool, you know, gimmick back then too.
Did you play with the what was it? It's flip top or something where it opened.
Yeah,
up.
Lock on.
Yeah, lock on. Thank you.
Yeah. The cartridge had a flip top that you could open and then attach another cartridge to the top of it and inject Knuckles into the previous.
Number 2 and number 3.
Yes, number 2 and 3 and 1.
Fun terminology there, inject.
Yes.
You know, it's kind of interesting. For Sonic 1, you couldn't play Knuckles in the game, but you apparently could get an entire game full of those 3D bonus stages from Sonic 3.
Yeah, right. It's actually, from what I read, it was any if you put any other game other than, you know, 2 and 3, you hit this ABC combination at the front screen where they're saying you can't do this, and you get to play those 3D levels basically. And
wow, that's really cool. Interesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's basically any game other than the 2 and the 3, which I guess is okay. I mean, it's kind of, but I had a lot of fun. It was a nice little, I don't know, what would you call it, a gimmick.
Oh yeah.
But
and then the other thing I wanted to reference was like when Sonic 2 came out and they introduced Tails, and I thought it was so revolutionary that like it basically, you know, would have that second character on autopilot unless somebody picked up the player 2 controller, then they would immediately take control of him. But I just thought that was so crazy that like if they basically stopped controlling him, unless, correct me if I'm wrong guys, it just went back to just following you by default.
Yeah,
and that was such a crazy thing to me at that time, especially, you know,
drop
I mean,
in, drop
really
out.
Yeah, it's just like, oh yeah, I'll jump in and play Tails for a few minutes. It's like, oh, gotta go. The game just continues because Tails just gonna now blindly follow Sonic.
Mm-hmm. It usually amounted to me playing with myself by that sounded really bad. by controlling Tails to fly me up to a high ledge and then proceeding to walk off without him.
Oh, and he would always catch up. He's
he'll be all right.
He's one of the worst like tag along friends. He never leaves.
Just some kind of like.
I always liked Tails better than Sonic. To be honest, I rarely played as Sonic in those games.
Really?
I always selected Tails.
Wow.
Right on.
Wow.
That's like me with Luigi, but you know, I grew up Nintendo, and any early experience I had with Sonic, it was always like. I go to a friend's house, he'd be playing Sonic because he's better at it, and then I get to play Tails as, like, the tag-along guy. It's like, I'm pretending to know what I'm doing.
I'm going so fast.
I matter in this game. I matter.
I'm some kind of mutant fox or something with two tails.
God, and, like, you ask Kelly, like, I'm, even nowadays, I'm terrible at Sonic. The classic ones. Terrible.
I'd say more mediocre than terrible.
Just got to keep that screen moving. That's all you got to do. You got to make it move fast
yeah,
so it looks
yeah.
cool.
I used to be able to speed run Sonic 2, but when I tried this last time, I ended up game over at the last boss.
Oh, that's a shame. Well, yeah, I mean, the funny thing is with so I think it was I think it was Sonic what was it? It was Sega CD. So Sonic CD, I believe, is what they called it, right? Yeah, okay, Sonic CD.
Yeah.
And it's funny, like me and my friend were playing that one time, and I remember we were just having the damnedest time trying to like get past this one part. And we actually, I don't know if anybody else has done this, but we had to call the number on like the game, I
Oh,
think.
really? The tip?
To, yeah, the
Which
tip
game?
line. It was Sonic CD. And
Oh.
it
Sadly, I never had the opportunity to play that.
It was so good. Oh, Sonic CD is amazing. I would suggest everybody
I
go play
heard that's
Sonic
the
CD right
best
now.
one.
It's the only.
I
It's.
love the video game tip lines.
Oh yeah, and he was so helpful. Like I was like, "Hey, I'm stuck here," and he's like, "Oh, you can control it by moving up and down." I'm like, "How would I ever figure that out? This is awful." But I didn't say that to him.
Well, he gets paid to tell little kids how to beat video games. It's
First,
not.
he has to beat it, so I don't know if he gets paid for that, but
I'm pretty excited about my job.
it's like one guy
It's like
for all
fucking.
the games.
Oh, God.
Yeah, did you try jumping up and down on the, cylinder?
Yeah, he doesn't even know how to play. He's just like, it's like somebody's dad, like,
Yeah, did
you
you
know, the
try hitting
cylinder.
A?
Well, Timmy's out of town right now. He's got a military school, so I'm taking over for a little bit.
He's like in some like Brooklyn apart, like dirty Brooklyn apartment is where the line goes to.
Yeah, kid, I don't know. Can't you get a job or
I
something?
get paid $5 a day for this job.
Get a
Here,
paper route. This is.
get somebody's old grandma on the phone.
What?
What's a Sega?
What's a Sonic?
Oh, did you try plugging it in?
Grandma, that's what everybody tells you. Don't say that to me.
Oh, Grandma. People get mad when you use that during customer service time.
Yeah.
Come on, Grandma. What are you doing?
We've been over this and over and over.
but
It's gonna get anywhere. You know how much I paid for that magazine ad? Get your shit together, Grandma.
this is important.
This
Kids are
is gonna
gonna
be a
call
big
you.
industry. You're never not gonna need tip lines for video games.
These kids are
Let's
retarded.
not endorse old people abuse here.
It's what it is. It's what you, I mean, if you want them to get something done, you gotta abuse them a little bit. But
I'm proud that you called a tip line for video games, Scott. I've also done this,
have
and
you?
it was
I've
for my
never done
grandma's.
it.
And it was like, okay, I better do this at grandma's house if I'm gonna do it because she ain't gonna say nothing about it.
Do you think they had to pay for that? Do they have to pay for
Yeah.
that?
Oh yeah, it's
Oh,
like by the
totally.
minute.
Oh man, I don't think I was on the phone for very long, but nobody said anything to me.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, it was like back in the day, phone sex and video game tips. It's all about by the minute.
Oh man, that's rough. I didn't even know that. They probably didn't notice. It was probably like,
I wonder if you could like call a sex line and like the lady on the line, you could just be like, how do I get through this one part in Sonic CD but while we're at it?
It's like, sure, I'm playing it right now while I'm talking to you.
I'm
Yes,
multitasking.
I'm very good at it.
The game I called for was River City Ransom.
Oh my.
Oh wow.
That's strange. What was the part?
Well, every time I would get to the high school and then the gate would be closed and I could not ever get inside the gate.
What do you say to do?
It's basically the game. It's just
Let
kind
me
of a
write this down. I don't remember either.
it's kind of a design flaw that like you can kind of accidentally dodge bosses just by not like waiting around.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, oh, you didn't really hang around there long enough for the boss to show up, so you didn't defeat everybody that you needed to for the gate to be open. And
Oh, so you had to start over.
yeah, essentially.
Oh, so well, can you load? Does it have save? Did it have a save feature? I never
No.
played River City Ransom. I'm
Yeah.
sorry. That's crazy.
I'm sorry
Oh,
for you for never having played it. It's
I
only
know.
been.
I you know what? And even
Yeah, it's
like
a great
now,
one.
hearing you guys talk about it, I'm like, yeah, I probably should like. I mean, it's probably on a ROM. It's probably on archive.org, which
Oh, yeah.
everybody should be
Next time.
on that website because it's 900 browser games like defender in anything.
Next time we're on a trip, let's play some River City Ransom.
Bring it. I will definitely do it. I'll do some.
We bought it not too long ago for the NES.
It's terrific.
Yeah.
I have it for the NES, and then I picked it up when they re-released it on the GBA.
The GBA.
Oh, yeah, they did make a remake of that, but I think we're getting off topic.
Is it? But it, wait, bit. I'm sorry, just for my
we're
own
We're all not off topic.
Yeah, yeah, we really are. We really are. We take tangents all the time. But just so,
I will
just
talk about nothing for hours.
Well, if you get me started on the subject of Sonic, I won't shut up for hours.
That's right. All right, keep going. Let's,
It's funny, I'm not a fan now at all.
Yeah, I mean,
it's not a fandom that most sane people want to be associated with because the fans online are completely rabid. But it's the remembering what it used to be and trying to pretend that it's not what it is now.
I do, you know, what I did when I, you know, walked into my mom's room one time. I just pretended it didn't happen.
Oh, my.
Just kidding.
Gotta go fast.
Dad, put your pants on.
I saw what you were doing to my mother!
No, I...
Not cool, guys.
Played through Sonic 1, 2, 3, Sonic and Knuckles, Sonic 3D Blast, got surprisingly far in Sonic Spinball. And
Spinball was good.
I still remember the day that my dad bought a used Sega Genesis and I came home to have Sonic demoing on my TV screen. I thought that was the most amazing thing that ever happened to
me. That's pretty
cool. Sega!
I never grew up getting new games and new game systems and all the latest and greatest stuff.
Oh,
my
man,
parents
I totally did. I feel so
my
bad.
Parents expected me to earn what I got.
Earn.
So
I was my grandmother gave me a secondhand Atari and a black and white TV when I was like 4 or 5, and then my stepdad bought me a Nintendo when I was 8, and then I had to buy every other video game system from there.
Wow. I'm sorry, you guys. That really sucks. I didn't have to buy.
I've always been a generation or two behind. I love gaming, but I'm so happy with the old stuff that I usually don't get around to the new stuff until it's dirt cheap.
It's for the best. That's what I did. There was a point where I was like, you know what? Now on, I'm not getting stuff when it comes out. I'll wait till
$10.
That's
the beauty of being essentially a classic gamer, because like, you don't have to pay the outrageous amounts unless you... Oh, I didn't pick up that obscure one. I mean, like,
yes.
Well,
then it's like compensates for all the rest. Yeah.
The big thing now is back then when it was a Sega Genesis and a Nintendo, and your game system was a complete and functioning game system. Now you want to wait past the release date while they work their bugs out.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
This is something that drives me
release
crazy.
Release day patches and whatnot.
Yeah, this is something that drives me crazy about video games on consoles now, is that what I grew up with and the way I still feel is when you sell a product, it should be a complete and fully functioning product. It is not cool to me that they can essentially sell you a broken game and say, oh,
patch
we'll fix it
later. Yeah, that sucks.
I hate it.
Fingers crossed that we can get this to happen.
That's not what they did with my blender. They're like, here's broken. We're not going to fix it later. I'm sorry. It's just an awful blender.
Just contact our horrible customer service.
Then again, some games can get away with having pretty bad glitches and they're just more fun for it.
It's true.
Like the Skyrim glitches, but that's off topic.
Very off topic. But
Skyrim is an abyss of off topic.
We could could spend podcast after podcast talking about Skyrim, but
oh yeah.
We don't need to do that.
Probably not.
But I think probably the one that, you know, and of course Sega CD, the big piece of crap that it was, really didn't come up with anything other, you know. I mean, there were so many bad games on that game, but on that system, but it was Sonic CD always stood up because it was basically, it was just a Sonic game. I mean, it was just on a DVD.
Night Trap
Sewer Shark.
Oh, yeah.
Sewer Shark.
And Jurassic Park. I don't know if anybody played the Jurassic Park game, but Sue Shark and the Jurassic Park were the two games that I started out with, and I'm like, I'm sorry, Mom, I hate this.
I remember being excited about it for about 3 seconds, and yes. I was like, oh, so that's what this is.
Is that the point and click?
It's face? Pretty much, yeah. It's
yeah.
It's like timing. It's like, well, Sue Shark, I think you can actually, you move a cursor and it shoots things, but also there's a lot of like real footage like stuff.
Oh yeah, the
and
then, FMV.
And it's kind of like what's that one arcade game where you're the knight and it's a cartoon?
Oh, it's
what is it?
Dragon's Lair.
Dragon's Lair. It's similar. Like at points it'll be like that, and you're like, ah, this is awful. But most like it's a lot like Myst and stuff like that for the most part, and it was awful. And my friends were like, it's awesome. I'm like, no, it's not awesome.
There was a comic book adaptation of the Sega CD game, and it was a special edition.
Do you know the name of it? Because I would totally buy it, because I love that little like
it
clip
was
of him doing his
issue
thing.
25, and last I checked, it was worth $50 or $60, and I owned it, and some asshat stole it from me back in middle school, and it's the one comic that's actually worth something now, so it's hard to replace.
It's probably using all kinds of dirty stuff with it.
God, getting back to the internet.
101 yes. uses for a rolled up comic book.
Beat the hell out of my dog with it.
Bend over.
But I guess I don't know, Carrie. What was your favorite? I mean, I don't know. Do you guys have a favorite game out of all of them? I guess they're pretty similar. But
I would probably pick Sonic 2. I mean, that's the one that I remember the most. That's like the dirty penny of Sega. I literally have like 9 to 10 copies of Sonic 2 at the store all the time, just because that's the one that everybody had.
It just has so many copies out there.
There's so well. That was like the bundle for the longest time too.
Oh,
yes.
Oh yeah.
Yep. I remember that. I don't know. I think I did like Tails. Getting in there. I love that they started adding characters. I love Knuckles.
I love Knuckles too, but like 2 just would hold the nostalgia. That's the one that just stands out for me the most.
It's being like the first one that you really.
I played the first one before it. For whatever reason, 2 just stands out to me more. I think I just seen it, more often, like everybody. Because everybody, when they bought the, after Sega got big, with the Genesis, everybody that came, the second wave of buyers all got Sonic 2. So then you go to somebody's house, that's like the game they have.
Oh, yeah. It's like Mario World.
Yeah.
It was.
Well, here's an interesting fun fact. I have and have owned all the original Sega Sonics for quite a long time. The first game, I wasn't the first person in my house to beat it.
Oh,
my mother was, actually.
Okay,
she was also the first one, and I believe the only one of us, to beat Mario 1.
Bringing families together. That's what they do.
That's it.
Thing is, she doesn't game at all anymore.
That's the way it was for me. Like, my parents played a little bit of video games back in the early Mario days and stuff, but then it's like, nope, done with this. Super Nintendo? I don't think so.
I don't want
to. My mom
will
still never resist a challenge to Tetris, though.
Tetris. Christy, my wife, will play Tetris all day long if she could, but that's about it. And if I try to get her, like, a first-person shooter, she's throwing the remote control and all over the place.
I get a little motion sick over shooters, actually. I get a little motion sick over Skyrim, too, but I like it too much not to play.
I'm barfing, but I love it!
Well, I don't know. Does anybody know anything about the newer games or have played it? I've played a few.
This is getting into the newer ones, and even though I'm not much of a Sonic fan, I find myself often defending Sonic Adventure and Sonic Adventure 2, because, always a Nintendo guy, but then they re-released both the Adventure games on the GameCube, and that's how I got introduced to it.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people say that those ones were the bad ones. That's where things went wrong. And I say, no, they were good.
They weren't that bad. I played Sonic Adventure.
They weren't terrible. That just wasn't my Sonic.
Yeah, the third person behind view was a little different, but it was generally the same game. I mean,
I'm open-minded to something different. Hell, look at Metroid Prime as opposed to the old Metroid games. That game turned out phenomenal.
That was a rough transition for me when that came out. That was kind of like telling me Santa Claus. I don't know what it was, but it's like, wait a minute. It's first person!
I need to see her side. I want to look at her.
The problem is after the Sonic Adventure games, nothing good has come out. Sonic Generations, it's hilarious. We got it, we started playing it, and all of the stuff based on the old original, like, you know, Sega Genesis levels and everything, is great. And as soon as it's based on any of the new stuff, it's terrible, and we just turned it off and never played it again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, it's funny because you swap between classic Sonic and then new Sonic.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you know, first level, obvious Green Hill Zone. Mm-hmm. So you play Green Hill Zone as classic Sonic, and then there's, like, a rehashed Green Hill Zone as new Sonic. And that segment was good with the new Sonic going through old Green Hill Zone. They did the mechanics good. There was no glitches, nothing. The rest of the game was like that. Then you get to like City Chase. It's like, oh, it's doing the newer stuff now. And it translated well into 2D Sonic, you know, the old one. It translated well. Then I hit the Sonic 06 level. And it's like they just caught and pasted it into the game with the glitches still in. Because that's when all that bull crap that you hear 06 having started. And I'm just like, I can't beat this level because I keep falling through the damn world.
Yeah. It didn't seem finished. Like, even in the beginning levels, you're like, this could look a little more polished. It doesn't feel like they rushed us or something like that. But
now I want to ask about Shadow the Hedgehog.
Oh, my.
All right, we're going to... I kind of feel like Shadow is to Sonic what... what was Homer's dog character on The Simpsons called?
Santa's a little helper?
No, Amy, help me out here. Poochie on The Simpsons. Like, they were like, they need to introduce a new character to Itchy and Scratchy, and the writers came up with the chain of command was, you know, mouse, cat, dog. So then Homer became the voice of Poochie on the show, and it was like a bunch of producers working with an artist, and they're like, I need you to Rastafi him 25%. And then the one lady's like, it's a bunch of like these Hollywood executives, and they're all like, I don't know if he's got, is he proactive? Like, they're saying stuff like that, but like, I kind of feel like that's what Shadow the Hedgehog was. They're like, we're going to make him tougher looking, and he's going to have a gun.
Yeah, that was my big thing. I was like, so let's give him a gun. How about that? Yeah. I mean, we're just going to give him a gun because everybody's shooting things nowadays.
Maybe he's like the Punisher of the Sonic series.
So how about Sonic 06? Does anyone else think that it looks like they made a Final Fantasy-esque type game and then just stuck Sonic in it?
Yeah, well, which one was it?
Sonic 06. If you check out the character designs, they look like they belong in like a Final Fantasy game or something, like the princess, I forget her name.
Elise.
Oh. And then Sonic.
Ugh. Yeah, it's like Kingdom Hearts except bad, the way that they mix that. Like, well, then again, one could argue that Kingdom Hearts conflicting art styles might be a little BS, but I don't know. It didn't even look close to a Sonic game.
It doesn't look pretty from the screenshot.
And the whole game was broken.
Oh, yeah.
The plot was just ridiculous.
The thing about, we could talk forever about these games. The reason being, because there's a freaking million of them. Like, they have a little timeline. There's years where they came out with 3 Sonic games in a year.
Yeah, because we're not even talking. I mean, there's handheld ones. There's like PC versions.
There's the car racing Sonic Boom.
Yeah, the car racing ones.
That would be the most recent one I played is his racing one for the Wii U.
I think I know I didn't do that one. But
Did anyone else see the new character designs for Sonic Boom? The way Knuckles looks like he took some steroids.
No, I have not seen them.
Oh my god.
Oh.
Google it. We've been watching.
Oh yeah, he does look weird.
We've been watching Let's Plays of Sonic Boom. Even with hilarious commentary, that game is so boring.
What do you do? Is it just the same? Is it like a racing game?
No, it's supposed to be like action-adventure platformer, but they tried to add in problem-solving puzzles, but it ends up being go over here, push a switch, walk back over here to access this switch, then push that, and then walk back over here. It's not high speed. There's not really any action. There's not really much of a point to anything you're doing. It's pretty broken, pretty glitchy, but more than anything else, it's just straight up boring.
Yeah. And that has been, the problem with most, or at least, I don't know, 75% of the games? They're just incredibly boring.
Yeah, definitely.
I think that was the taper off for me on Sonics was like, I just got tired of just like running through stages essentially.
It was and there's no, I mean, not like 1, 2, and 3 and Knuckles were like they really elaborated on themselves or made any kind of crazy changes, but they had something that worked and they kept using it and they added some things to it, but they really kept the same basic concept
formula. Yeah,
but it's worked. I mean, they're taking something that doesn't work and they're doing the exact same thing. They're just making more games out of it, but they're making awful,
well, when you have games. A game formula that works, you can make a million of them and they'll sell. Look at the Pokemon franchise.
Man, I can't even believe they're still around.
they've got a winning formula. People like it, Sam.
Yes, and I'm a big Pokemon fan.
But here's my question. The Pokemon games are legitimately good, same formula or not. The Sonic games aren't. Why do you guys think the series is still even holding on?
It's just like this. I think it's the same thing as if, like cult movies, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not comparing, because there's quality versions of Sonic games, but like people still love it in spite of like poorly released.
It must sell. It must. Like,
oh yeah,
I can't imagine like they would put the time even like to put together a crappy game. It still costs a lot of money.
Name sells it, and then people just go on the internet and bitch about it after.
I think
it's
the parents that say my kid wants a game and he wants it with this. He wants it to be cartoony and he wants to jump and he wants to run, and they're just like, get a Sonic game, it'll be fine. And so I blame the parents.
Play Sonic, they said. It'll be fun, they said.
I think that's why they keep, Sonic Team keeps doing things like, okay, the Sonic Boom thing. Because they know that people that played it for nostalgia's sake, okay, well, let's compare it to Mario. Everybody who was a Mario fan as a kid still playing the newer Mario games. With this one, let's face it, a lot of the older Sonic fans that like the Sega ones, they're not going to touch Sonic Boom.
Right.
So they keep like rebooting and rehashing and redesigning the game to appease to like this generation, and then it fails. Yeah. And then they try it again in like a couple years later,
It's like that Poochie thing all over again. There's a producer sitting there like, Poochie, give it a little sprinkle of Justin Bieber in there. Bieber. Oh god.
Make him take his shirt off.
It burns.
Let's just randomly wrap them up and the characters up in gauze so they look like they're hardened fighters or something stupid.
Yeah,
it'd be like Final Fantasy. Everybody's wearing an outfit completely made out of belts.
Yeah. I mean, they had that time when they get up in the morning to spend like an hour buckling up their outfit.
Oh, so many belts that I have to buckle. So going to the bathroom is just such a chore.
I don't even get to do my hair. I'm just buckling. literally bug
me. I'm just peeing my pants today. I'm not on my pants.
I'm not going to do it. It's like 20 belts just for my pants.
Now I'm picturing all Final Fantasy characters with like wet, soggy crotches.
Pants oh, everywhere.
Maybe they got the catheters in.
It goes along with their... It goes along with their wear, you know, they always, you know.
Oh, cry emo kid.
Yeah, they always accuse the main character to being super wear, so it's the piss pants to go along with that.
I gotta be honest, I haven't been interested in a main series Final Fantasy since 9. 10 and beyond, no thanks.
I played 10 and I enjoyed it. It was definitely a big departure from what the series was before that, but I still enjoyed it, and believe it or not, I even enjoyed the Blitzball minigame of it. I probably spent equal amount of time playing Blitzball as I did the regular game. Well, I hate sports, so I guess that's a testament to the game designer's inclusion.
Done.
It was like like a sports game with RPG elements. Like when you pass the ball, you can like poison somebody if they try to like intercept it and whatnot.
It's like they dorked it up just enough to make it interesting.
Just enough. Yeah. I was like, oh, I could breathe.
Oh boy, I'm playing like a sports game. You know?
I'm one of you guys. Shut up, you're never one
of you guys.
Turn off the light, it's too bright.
I've heard that 10 was pretty good. It just, I can't stand any of the characters.
It seems like they're getting really annoying.
What saves it for me is Auron is just a badass character. I love.
Yeah, Auron's pretty. He's like the only cool one. And I don't know. What's his name? Kirari. The Ronso was kind of cool too.
I actually can't stand Auron because they feel like they tried too hard to make him cool.
I love Auron.
Everybody, they try too
him
hard to
make
him cool.
His
every
gimpy
single
arm kid. Hanging in this cloak there.
Every character in a Final Fantasy game is trying way too hard to look cool.
Yes, yeah, there's always that one character.
I like the Crystal Chronicles games.
Well, there you go.
Oh, yeah.
I've not played any Final Fantasy
games. I've never played a Crystal Chronicle. You've never played a Final Fantasy game?
Never played it. I've watched people play it for like 5 minutes, and I'm like, this is kind of boring.
This is definitely going to be a future topic. Earlier when we were talking, I already had it in my head. I was like, we need to talk about like Super Nintendo RPGs or something. And
oh,
then,
man, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Now that we're bringing up Final Fantasy, I'm going to just... Yeah.
I had a friend I had a friend that played Chrono Trigger, so I know a little bit about that.
Final Fantasy Crystal Chronicles was the first game that Sam and I ever beat together.
Oh, you guys are precious.
Yeah, it is. We are.
So, moving on. I don't know. Does anybody have any of you guys actually watched a TV show of Sonic the Hedgehog?
I was a massive fan of the old Saturday morning cartoon.
Which one was that? Because there's three. There's Adventures.
That was the one with the Freedom Fighters. That was the one with Princess Sally and Antoine and Tails and Rotor.
That's, I think, the first one, right? Adventures of Sonic.
Yeah, and along the same time was also a weekday cartoon that was a little sillier. It was... The art style was just different. The show was kind of eh. I like the Saturday morning one because it actually had a storyline.
The thing about it is I've never been impressed with the art and how they like interpreted his like role. And I know this is stupid, and I was younger when I was watching these, so it was they made him like a little a chainsaw blade. When he's like rolling, and I'm like, he's not like that. He's got like a bunch of spikes, and he's got like a row down his back. It so made me so angry, and I just would not give him the time of day just because of that. And I know that's super petty and whatever, but I was a kid.
Scott's like, nice try, assholes.
Yeah, really? Yeah, the Saturday morning cartoon actually followed along with the comic books, and to this day, I still have the first 75 or so issues of the comic book.
It looks good. Like I was looking at just from research, and I was looking at some of the art and stuff like that, and it looks really like decent. Like the art's good. They have like,
yeah, it was produced by Archie Comics, and they had some really good artists that did some of the specials and some kind of artists for some of the normal issues. But overall, yeah, it was a good-looking comic book. I lost interest about the time they started trying to follow the newer game series.
Which is just a problem. It's just.
Oh yeah. Anything like New Sonic is like, don't touch it.
The funny thing is, like, normally, in all whatever video games and what have you, before then, it was always like an Asian voice actor. Well, the first English actor who played him was in those three those three shows, and of course, I don't know if Carrie, you can't say it, but do you guys know who the voice was?
Jaleel White.
Oh, you looked it up, didn't you? Did you look it up?
No.
Okay.
No, she knows. I did not.
So
I actually know this because it blew my mind when I found out that Steve Urkel, the, you know, king of nerds on TV at the time, was also the voice of whom I deemed the coolest character in the world when I was a kid.
Did they ever give a nod to the Urkel character?
Does he ever say, did I do that?
Yeah, does he ever say, did I do that?
I believe he actually did, to be honest.
He definitely did, because they wouldn't leave that stone unturned, you know? I mean, it's,
yes, honestly, I think my head exploded when I found out. You might still find the pieces.
Oh, man, it was a mind blower. I thought, I was like, my goodness, really? The first English actor ever playing was Urkel.
But yeah, so I'll assure you, I'm not looking anything up. I'm on a wireless headset nowhere near my computer right now.
I wish I could believe you. No, I'm just kidding. I believe you. yeah. And
another interesting.
I'm too lazy to get off the couch and go over to my laptop.
Me too. Me too. Me too. Go ahead, Sam.
I was going to say, I don't know. I never watched the show as a kid, but, you know, recently it was on Netflix watching a couple, and in the Saturday morning one, which is regarded as the better one because serious plot, comic book, all that, and the voice of Robotnik is so cool.
What does he sound like? Is he like, is it dorky? That's all I was.
No, he's more like, oh yes, good. It gets me down in the cockles. You know,
like Gargamel.
Yeah, no, well, he's voiced by Jim Cummings, who does a lot of Disney stuff, like I'm going to fully admit I'm Wikipediaing it.
Yeah.
I know he did the voice of Pete, and he did Darkwing Duck.
Oh, yeah?
Nice.
He did. He You're was kidding. Darkwing Duck.
Let's get dangerous.
Darkwing Duck was
my other, like, big childhood obsession.
Man. I watched the heck out of Darkwing
Got
Duck.
Got some crossover there now, Kelly.
Oh, yeah. Dr. Robotnik goes up against Darkwing Duck.
That'd be crazy.
I was just looking for Darkwing Duck on eBay the other day because I got it in my head. I wanted to see it again. I was watching the Nostalgia Critic, and he brought up an interesting point that Darkwing Duck is one of the only superheroes, particularly someone made by Disney, who is a superhero completely for his own selfish attention-seeking reasons.
Why is it? Is it he just wants people to know about him?
It's constant ego. And it's hilarious because I realized it's true. He does the right thing, but it's totally for the wrong reasons every time.
That's awesome. I didn't even realize that. Man, I watched the heck out of that show. That and Dr.
But you can't even hate him for it because it's like in the same way a 5-year-old would.
Yeah, sure. I would even if it was that way, and if I'd noticed that, I would have been completely on board. I wouldn't care.
It's okay, DW. I love you anyway.
The other
big show I watched was Mega Man, of course.
Mega Man. I don't know.
I remember watching a little bit of Mega Man, but not much of it.
Oh, that was good.
I don't know. I don't remember much, but I probably watched a little bit. I have vague memories of it, but
you got to remember that opening credits is like da na 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 super fighting robot da na 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 Mega Man.
I feel like I could have written that.
I miss those kind of like, you know, the it's like some dude's like, oh shit, I got a theme song due tomorrow. Da 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 main character name here. Da 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 da.
I can still sing the whole Sonic the Hedgehog opening theme.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
Sonic, he can really move.
That's awesome. Well, kudos to you guys for being able to do that. I, I mean, I can sing the Gilmore Girls intro song if you want me to, but
why?
Because it's
thank
wonderful.
Thank you for being a friend.
That's not it.
What? That's what? It's, I don't remember.
What is okay. This open mic karaoke all of a sudden?
It can be if we wanted it to. It's our podcast. No, I'm just kidding.
I'll go down to the bar if I want to do that.
Go.
I'm going to just start in on some hairband songs now.
We're going to ease into it with some easy listening adult contemporary, and then we're going to go right into
I hope you guys like Journey.
Because that's the only band I listen to.
Strangers dancing up and down the boulevard.
You know what? There's something that I've always thought this podcast was missing, and it was definitely singing. I think we should sing more often. And
we need to do like a whole musical
episode. If you get me on here often, I am always bursting into song. Yeah,
me too. Me too. And I've,
my life is a musical.
And I've been holding back. Like, I hold back for the podcast, and I'm like, I just want to sing. I just want to sing my heart out. But my children are sleeping, and I'll wake them up. But, okay, so moving on. We have a new segment, and I tried it last week, and it kind of went okay. I don't know. But it's basically... where I say some fun facts about Sonic and you guys say, "Whoa, that's cool," or whatever. I don't know. But,
all right.
I wrote some down and we'll
I'm going to treat it like a Rorschach test.
You should. You should.
As you say things, I'm just going to say, you know, I'm going to give a one word answer or what I think it looks like. Okay. It's got,
I see a male genitalia, a man, a man's breasts.
That's what I man.
It's I think you should just keep going through them because I'm seeing a bunch of men. Nope, that one's naked. I'm
that's
sorry.
That's just a silhouette of a penis. I know it.
Just so many. Okay, so I thought this was kind of weird. Sonic was the first video game character to be in the Macy's Day Parade, which I never watch ever in my entire life.
Snoopy.
I mean,
really watched the diamond.
But my wife, like, it was her thing. Like, she watches it every year, and I'm like, okay.
Wow, even before like Mario or like Space Invaders,
I guess
I would have thought.
Huh.
On that
Space Invader, yeah, that they know how to they got good PR people. What can you say? Sega's got it going on, but they're also I don't know if has anyone ever played Radmobile. I guess I don't know if it was on.
I'm afraid not.
It's a Sega game, but that was the first time that you actually get to see. Sonic he's an air fresher dangling from the rear view mirror. It's a driving game, just in case.
Really?
But
so he appeared in that before the first Sonic game?
Predates it. And so it was like their
That's
first
pretty
time.
Crazy.
Also, I thought another cool thing was about the comics was that it is... in the Guinness Book of World Records for the longest running comic series based on a video game. It's still being published today, and I think they're on a gajillion episode issue. Or
and
whatever.
There's been a lot of spin-offs. Like, there was a Knuckles series, and there was a Tails series. But the main story from the very first comic is still running.
That is just great. It's 20 years old,
so
I think, right?
Yeah,
it's,
it hasn't rebooted. Nuts. Well, you're making me feel old now.
20 years old. That's right. That is nuts. I mean,
especially on one like plot without any reboots, that is very impressive for any comic book, really.
And I think that's
granted, I'm sure the continuity is a little messed up
I'm
here
sure
and there.
The backstory is just a mess.
Oh, yeah.
Just like DC. I hate, that's what I hate about series comics is just the backstory just becomes incredibly convoluted and just a mess, conflicting. But,
yeah.
So, I mean, that didn't go as well as I hoped it did. Nobody had anything fun to say about it. So that's all I had. But, end of segment. So that's all we got. But, I did think of introducing another segment, which is, and I aptly titled it Beard versus Beard. And the reason I call this, because I just recently bit into...
Well, that's not fair. I'm the only one here without any facial hair.
I didn't know Sam had facial hair. I'm sorry.
Yes.
But it's really, it's
supposed
mean,
to be me
got,
versus Scott.
It's me versus Carrie. And the reason I say Beard versus Beard, because I just recently started growing out my beard, and it is glorious. But a lot of times, whenever me and Carrie talk, we disagree with each other. And so I thought, you know what? Sometimes it's funny because we have, like, the way we argue is, it's, hey, you suck, but you're my friend.
So, Why can't we be friends?
Carrie, I swear to crap, I'm going to grab your hair and just rip it out, but I don't want to because then you'll stop being my friend.
I hope you die, but I'll show up to your funeral.
I'll set flowers.
I'll throw myself on the casket. Oh, why did I wish for this?
Give your wife some check. I don't know. But so the thing, and I guess we'll try and make it so it fits with the podcast. And so I thought we'd talk about how awesome Sega and Sonic is, and Carrie apparently, which I just learned yesterday, doesn't like good things. You don't like good things. That's what you said to me. You don't like things
that
are good.
I don't really like Sega that much. Well, I mean, I'm pro Nintendo. Gonna say it. Gonna draw the line in the sand there.
I'm gonna stand on that side of the line too.
I know everybody can like, you know, you can like other things, but I just, at the end of the day, when it comes down to it, I've been selling a lot of my Sega stuff and keeping my Nintendo stuff because that's what I love.
See, I mean, here's the thing. The thing is, I don't think you do things based on whether they're good or not. I think you do things because you're like, I chose Nintendo early on in life. I was like 3, so I'm going to stick with it. You have very good stick-to-itiveness.
So it's like stubborn.
Yes.
Am I the only one here who has actually grew up with both systems?
I did too. I did.
I have never owned a personal Sega Genesis system before I was 20 years old.
Well, I've got to have fond memories of it. It was a gift from my dad.
It was a wonderful system. I mean, there were so many great games. I had Nintendo first, but I was always
like,
I gotta get me a Sega.
I had Sonic 1, 2, 3, Sonic and Knuckles, and that was about it. You know, to this day, that's, for the most part, all I really care about on the system, with the exception of maybe the Lion King.
I actually had Sega Channel. I don't know if you guys know anything.
Okay,
about
that's
that.
The one thing that'll win me over is Sega Channel. That piques little Carrie's interest, because back in the day, I would go to my friend Eddie's house and play Sega Channel, and it was amazing.
It was the craziest thing. There was a lot of, like, it seemed like, going back and reading about it, I was like, how did we get Sega Channel? Like, it seems like it was really difficult to get. Like, you had, like, and we were in Alaska.
There
was
an adapter
like we were, like,
that you had to put into the system and everything.
It ran off your cable. Like, it was actually a channel.
It was
like,
so ahead of its time.
It was really ahead of its time.
Because it did not take very long for the game to load.
It didn't, yeah. It was nothing, yeah.
It was really just fast. Like, you'd think, like, way back when, and be like, okay, well, I'm going to download this, you know, game that's about, how big is it? Oh, it's like 8K.
Well, that's like me trying to take three hours
to download, right?
Yeah, that's like me trying to reinstall Rift the other day.
it's crazy.
Well, here's one for you. At least games won't randomly break and you have to re-download them on old systems.
Right. Yeah.
But I mean, I had both. Game. I mean, I didn't get Saturn or Dreamcast, but my friends had them, and I mean, Virtual Fighter was awesome, and I did play a little bit of, was it Knights? Is that what it's called? I can't remember.
I've heard of that game, and it's one that I probably should try playing someday.
I mean, if you like Sonic stuff, I would say it's like Sonic, but you're flying instead of running.
Yeah, it's fun. It's a good time.
That sounds really cool.
Well, I always did play as Tails.
There you go. That's what introduced the Dreamcast controller, basically, as well as the Knights game came bundled with what basically became the Dreamcast controller. At the time, it was for the Saturn, though.
Huh. Didn't know that.
Look it up sometime. Look up the controller that was bundled with it. It looks almost identical to a Dreamcast one.
It was amazing.
One of these days, we're going to pick up a Saturn or a Dreamcast or something at your shop.
You should do it, because it's amazing.
It's a good time.
Um,
yeah.
So what, man, give me, I need some more like concrete reasons why you don't like Sega. I don't, you haven't convinced me. I'm not convinced.
I get bored with the games easier.
What,
like,
what
I
games
can play,
are you bored with? I don't understand.
I can play, I could sit and play the same Mario game over and over versus like, I get more bored with the Sonic games than I do the Mario ones. Like, I could replay through Mario 1 through 3 over and over and over, but I can't say the same for Sonic because I don't even usually want to complete a Sonic game.
I have no words.
I've got to say, as much of a middle-of-the-road person as I am on video games and the consoles and everything, I like what I like. I don't care what company produced it. I have to say that I do seem to find more games of interest on the Nintendo systems than the others.
The thing about, I see, like, I understand the, what is it? What did you call it? Like, the wanting to be with this because of, for, like, the reason you want, you like it, you appreciate Nintendo more than that Sega is because, you know, they seem to have their stuff together a little bit better. They are very particular about branding and games that they put out and
quality control.
Yes.
Yeah. No, don't get me wrong. Nintendo's put out some pretty bad games.
They have, but I mean, we've got how many? I wish I could count right now how many Sonic games there is listed here in the net last. What is this? 13 years? No, that's 20 years. Okay, 20 years. There's got to be 20 games. It's like there's more games. So, I mean, it's obvious that they don't have the kind of quality cones. They seem more like an actual business. That's just, they're a little more cold as opposed to Nintendo, who they seem to have like a general love for games, and they really have.
Well, and the Sega as a system, you know, doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah.
It's gone to PlayStation and Xbox. And
why did
and
they
how crazy
go down?
Was that whenever GameCube, you know, has Sonic games on it? And
yeah,
how big of a revolutionary thing was that? Like, bam, now Sonic is on a Nintendo console.
Such yeah, that's Sega. What I was like when they
yeah,
came
so
out on the Cube. It
Sega's
was like
gone to just making games and not consoles.
Yeah.
And it, I don't know, it doesn't seem to be working so well for them.
Was it really the Dreamcast that just effed everything up for them?
It was actually Saturn. Like, people, I mean, I know the Dreamcast was their last system, but the Saturn did so poorly that they never recovered, and the Dreamcast just wasn't going to be successful enough to recover from the failure
yeah.
the Saturn was.
I also think the 32X was the start of it. Like, it was the first nail in the coffin, and yeah,
honestly,
Saturn
a lot
the
of the stuff in between there, the CD, the 32X, and the Saturn, all three of them were really poorly received. The Dreamcast was revolutionary compared to those.
It was too ahead of its time, almost, I'd say.
It's got internet connectivity. It's got the super cool memory cards that are like little handhelds. I mean, it was a pretty awesome system.
Yeah, it's the same too little too late kind of thing.
But again, I had no interest in buying it back in the day.
Well, me neither, but my friends did, and I just played at their house. But I guess we can just stop. I feel like I'm never going to convince you, but it doesn't matter because I'll still love you, Carrie. I still love your face.
There never is convincing someone to like something that they don't. So,
especially
and that's
Carrie.
My attitude is, why does there need to be a console war with the current stuff, with the old stuff, if we didn't have variety? Well, nobody's gonna like the same thing. So,
and that's the difference with me though too, is I don't hate it, I just don't care.
Yeah,
your ambivalence
well,
makes
like,
me upset.
I'm not worried about making somebody like, you know, feel that my choice is better than theirs. I'm just like this. I'm with you, Kelly. I like what I like, and I don't give a shit about the rest of it.
It's like like country music. There's nothing wrong with it, and I don't mind if people listen to it, but I'm not going to choose to listen to it if I have control of the radio.
Kelly's like, so that's a thing, and that's okay.
Unless Steve Perry's singing it, right? Steve Perry.
Unless what?
Unless Steve Perry's singing some country, right? Wheels in the sky.
That's not.
Steve
Perry doesn't sing country music, Scott.
I know.
He sings rock and roll.
I'm just saying. No, he's he's putting bills in Congress right now.
He really is.
I listen to everything.
There's a little Filipino boy filling in for him.
I'll listen to everything from metal to Celtic flutes to video game soundtracks. I don't care.
Well, that's good to know. But I guess moving on. Now we get to kind of try and take what we just said over this hour and try and come out with some kind of public service announcement where we can say, this is what you should have learned from our podcast. What do you guys
think?
The more
you know.
It would be a public service for Sega to stop making Sonic games.
It's true. It's true. Yeah, that probably is.
They haven't just beat a dead horse. You ever seen a deer that's been hit by a semi? That's what they've done to the Sonic franchise.
That's quite the visual. Yeah.
So much annihilated carcass.
Oh, man, just... in the middle,
blue everywhere,
sides, in the everywhere. But yeah, I think even still, we kind of beat a dead horse. I mean, just talking about Sonic, it's like beating a dead horse because, I mean, there's so much of it and there's so much to talk about, and there's no way we could fit all of Sonic into this podcast just because of the sheer plethora of avenues they'd taken to shove him down our throat, but.
And I'll kind of end my rant about it with this. It's a sad day when I feel like I have to be embarrassed that I used to love Sonic so much.
I don't want to be embarrassed. It's still, you still have 1, 2, and 3 in Knuckles. Don't say that. You still have, you always have the 90s. So...
you haven't been up on DeviantArt lately and seen all of the Sonic fan art that will scare the ever-living daylights out of you.
Why is it so scary?
Oh, dear.
Tentacles. So many.
Oh, no.
It's always the tentacles.
Yeah, always have the tree limb.
Like fan shippings between Sonic and Shadow.
No, I'm gonna do my PSA now, Scott.
Let me see it. Let me hear it.
My Sonic PSA. When in doubt, run right.
Noted.
Unless you're playing Sonic Boom, in which case it's run left.
I don't acknowledge that.
Left then right then.
Because I'm old and confused by these.
Then put yourself up into the air and fall through the ground.
We'll just never play it. I just won't play it. That's all. <it's... laughs>
Yeah, just do yourself a favor.
Do myself a favor, yeah. So so that wraps up our podcast. I hope everybody had a good time. Did you guys have a good time?
I did have a good time.
Right. I've been on a podcast before.
I sweated it trying to defend Sega and Sonic, but who knows what came of it. I'll probably still be friends with Carrie. I don't know. But just be sure to check us out on our website, warpzoneonline.com, and check us out on Facebook, also Warpzone Online on Facebook. You know, say whatever you want. If you want to hear us talk about something or whatever, feel free to send us a message on our website or on Facebook. You can also listen to us on iTunes and YouTube. Yeah, YouTube. There's no picture, but, you know, we're talking, and so you can hear us, so it's good.
There's a cute little picture on there, but, you know.
It's cute. I made it, so you're welcome for that.
It's adorable.
But it is. I look great.
You need me to do
it's
some
actually,
art for this.
I actually am a cartoon character in real life, and that's actually
that's
picture
a,
of me.
That's a real picture, yeah. I took a picture of him, and that's what just how it translated to film. I don't know. But I hope everybody out in the audience had a fun time. I did. Thank you, Sam and Kelly, for co-hosting with us. Carrie, as always.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, it was fun.
Goodbye to everyone.
Do 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 do.
All right, cut. So we're good.
Warp Zone.
The Empire strikes back with multiple laser attack, Decepticon infiltration, stealing information, tapping communication with Recordicons, target massive sound wave stereo. I don't believe in a no-win scenario for an epic adventure, no retreat, no surrender. Cleaning up the city with Mayor Mike Hagar, clashing with the Foot Clan in the shadows of the streetlights, spotlights, bright lights. And if you've got a new pet, don't feed him after midnight. Cruising on our bicycles, we never say die. From the attic to the basement, uncovering the secrets with the power bracelet. Ryu and Ken style, kicking it on the pavement. 88 miles per hour, we out of time. Meanwhile, at Warp Zone.